Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRBS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm sure by this point in time most of you are Mardi Gras out. It's Thursday night. I feel beat up. It's time for some southern long-winded rock. Some of it jam style. We're going to start things off with the Outlaws. Green Grass and High Tides. We'll be right back.
Cause I don't believe my final soul is ever free. But still believe I know this time will be your key. Time and time again I'm thankful for a peace of mind. I hope I find myself a bunch of keys again. Faces shame me, Lord.
Tucker Band, Take the Highway. It's Toy Caldwell on guitar. I played a Les Paul, mostly through a Fender amplifier and mostly with thumb picking. It's rumored that he used a lot of twin reverb amplifiers, usually live. He played four or five or six of them wired together. Before that, you heard the Outlaws with Green Grass and High Tides. That was live from 1978. There's a Huey Thomason. He passed away in 2007. He was a founding member of the Outlaws. He played in Lynyrd Skynyrd for 9 years around that time. They wanted to sound like a Fender between two Gibsons, and so they picked him up because that's exactly what he sounded like. Early on, he used a Black and Maple Strat in the 70s, and he went on to use a Mocha Brown Rosewood Hardtail Stratocaster. That one had an Amboletic Stratoblaster preamp built in. The middle pickup was wired out of phase with the other two, and he claims in interviews that he played lots of Fenders, but amplifiers, that is, and lots of photos and videos show him on a PV. It might have just been a Rhodes setup, and in the studio he might have used a Fender. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can look up playlists, podcasts, news, and upcoming events and information. You can click on that big red donate button to donate to Public Radio for Acadiana. We're going to carry on with our Mardi Gras is over. I feel beat up. Some long-winded jam, southern rock. We're going to do some Allman Brothers Band. This is Mountain Jam from Eat a Peach. In the early days, Duane played a 57 Gibson Les Paul Gold Top. He exchanged it for Stone Balloons guitarist Rick Stein for a 1959 Cherry Sunburst model. In his later years, he used a Tobacco Burst Les Paul model named Hot Lunta, which he acquired through ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons. For amps, he usually plays Marshalls and bass heads, but he sometimes uses a 50-watt lead. Once again, this is Allman Brothers Band with Duane Allman. He is actually ranked number 2 on the greatest guitar players of all time. Thank you.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.